fueling fears of yet another nationwide surge, a fourth wave perhaps. All of this just as the baseball season starts and thousands of fans return to stadiums. All of that started, of course, today. In fact, the Washington Nationals were set to host the Mets tonight, but it was postponed after at least three players on the Nationals did test positive for COVID.
But stadiums across the country are stressing that safety protocols are in place. News Nation's Nancy Liu joins us live tonight with a look at how America's favorite pastime is changing. Nancy.
Ruta Bay, for the first time in well over 500 days, baseball fans are filing in. They'll be in the stands when the Angels take on the Chicago White Sox in about an hour. Obviously, it's not especially crowded behind me. That is the objective here and across the country. It is definitely opening day in a different way. Outside Angel Stadium today, crews were enthusiastic and setting things up this afternoon. Fans are just as enthusiastic to finally be back.
I'm excited. I mean, it's been a year and a half since we've been able to really see live baseball, so I've been waiting for this for a while.
Despite only 33% capacity tonight and strict COVID protocols, Angels fans are more than understanding, one in particular for personal and tragic reasons.
I actually lost my mom to COVID on New Year's Day, and she's a huge Angel fan, so I'm all about the COVID protocols and ordering the food on your phone, not being able to pay cash or anything like that. I'm all about that.
I think it's just a great sign that things are improving and we can get back to some sense of normalcy. And, you know, we're just, I think nationwide, everybody is looking forward to baseball season opening. It's a national pastime and we're just really excited.
In San Diego, baseball is already back for Padres fans, and the pod seating and crowd of just 10,000 hardly tamped down the cheering inside Petco Park.
Yeah, we need opening day like we need water.
Fans were also reveling in Chicago, even though the Cubs dropped their home opener to the Pirates.
It feels good to get out and about, and this one right here loves baseball, so we surprised him with a trip.
Fans were welcomed back to Comerica Park in Detroit with a lot of hand sanitizer and zip-tied seats, but no one seemed to care.
On the opening day is opening day. Yeah. Like, we're going to be here regardless. I couldn't care. I mean, 8,000 people or 40,000 people, it's still opening day.
Players are just as thrilled to have real fans back in the stands instead of cardboard cutouts.
Every time I see a fan or sign an autograph for a kid, I'll remember at one point this was taken away from us, and so, you know, it's very gratifying to know that they're going to be back.
And 26 teams are in action today all over the country with a marathon 162 game schedule for every club, which will have to grapple with continued testing and obviously probably unexpected changes as the season unfolds. We're live at Angel Stadium in Anaheim. Nancy Liu, News Nation.